Welcome to Eastern Standard, a radio magazine about interesting people, places, and things happening in the Commonwealth of Kentucky. Eastern Standard is a community service of Eastern Kentucky University, produced with the support of 1. The All Tech Ideas Conference and Dynamics Productions. I'm Tom Martin, and in this hour, major transformational projects underway in downtown Lexington. And a look at another that, if given the green light, could bring more major change. We're looking into the Town Branch Commons and Park projects, the renovation and expansion of the Lexington Center, and the possibility of a new City Hall for Lexington. We get underway by going back to July 2nd, 2018.
On a project that will light up our economy, our downtown, and our entire city, the Town Branch Commons.
Shovels turning dirt at the official groundbreaking marking the beginning of construction of Town Branch Commons. What is that? The question began our conversation with Lexington Mayor Jim Gray.
It is a little over 3 miles of a linear park with water features along the way that will connect two remarkable trails, the Legacy Trail and the Town Branch Trail. The Legacy Trail to the north and the east and the Town Branch Trail to the west. And we will then have 22 miles of uninterrupted trails in the city. The way I like to describe it is it's this linear park that runs along the path of the Town Branch Creek, the creek around which the city was originally settled in 1775. So there's a historic context to this. There's a environmental context to it as well, because it illustrates this karst topography, the limestone, that so much of our signature horse industry depends on and relies on. So you've got, with this signature park that's being created, you really have a ribbon of the bluegrass that's going to be running through the downtown.
With Town Branch Commons, we're talking about an homage to a creek that runs underneath downtown.
Underneath downtown.
But how will that be recognized in the design of the park?
There'll be water features along the way.
Okay.
Now, they'll come over time. You know, another metaphor that I use to describe this, Tom, is the Riverwalk in San Antonio.
Mm-hmm.
The Riverwalk was actually conceived before the Great Depression in the early teens, 1910 or so. It took them 10 years for the project to actually develop. It's taken us 6 years for this concept to develop, for us to raise the funds, public funds, and then the private funds as well. And the San Antonio Riverwalk didn't get started until it was conceived in the 1910s. It didn't get started until the Great Depression. And now more than 25 miles of park land has been claimed and put together for the Riverwalk. And people who travel there know it in the urban space in the downtown San Antonio, but now it reaches out into the suburban space and the space outside the city. So what we have here is an opportunity to continue creating something really extraordinary with this. And yes, it does. The Town Branch Creek today runs underneath Vine Street and Midland. And it's in two really giant culverts. And from the beginning, we did a design competition. And Kate Orff, the winner, a remarkable landscape architect who lives in New York today, and she's done work all around the country and the world. She's a MacArthur Fellow now, this year, in fact. And Kate's plan was the most efficient plan that was offered to us. There were some other plans that were actually describing the project, or the plan would have been to, in a sense, resurrect the creek and restore the creek and remove the culverts in some major parts. But that project, talk about a major undertaking. It would have been an enormous undertaking. Now, that's been done in some cities. It's done in Seoul, Korea, with the Cheonggyecheong River. It's been done in a city in New York. I can't remember the city itself right now, but the costs of those and the value, the cost versus value, we didn't feel like it would get there. And Kate's plan didn't need to do that.
For people in our listening area who may
not be all that familiar with downtown Lexington. Maybe they come to Lexington for a sporting event, for a concert, maybe a bite to eat afterwards. How is this going to change what they find when they come into downtown Lexington?
My sense is that when we imagine the changes to Rupp Arena and the convention center, we're not yet able to fully imagine what it can be. The catwalk is going to be an integrated part of the plan. The town branch itself is going to be integrated within the plan. It's going to the convention center in Rupp. You're going to see Rupp Arena in the new plan where you can't see it today, and it will easily be identified. So it's going to change the face of Lexington. The town branch will be a connecting feature, one that people can experience as they walk the city. Today, if you think about Midland or you think about Vine Street, they're really big bowling alleys with cars. Mm-hmm. This will be, they'll have separated bike lanes and pedestrian walkways on the streets. So the streets will be much more of a boulevard sort of model and much more compelling for people to engage, whether they're driving or whether they're walking or whether they are riding bicycles. So that's what people visiting will see and sense. They'll sense a much more engaged with pedestrians, much more engaged with bicyclists, because we're going to have, through this linear park model, we're going to have easy access for bikes and pedestrians.
Okay, and we'll get to the Town Branch Park component of this in just a moment, but sticking with the commons, how is it being funded? I know the city has partnered with a nonprofit to lead a capital campaign. And how will those funds be applied? How's all that happening?
Well, the first piece of this is the federal funding. We've got federal funding, we've got state funding, and we've got city funding in the project. So public funding today represents just at $40 million. And that's the project that we broke ground for on July the 2nd. The beginning of the project is the underground utilities, the storm and sanitary sewer. Now, part of the sanitary upgrade is associated with our consent decree, our EPA consent decree. So these projects are integrated. So we were able to put all of this work in place at one time. Now, that's going to be over the next several years. It's not going to happen overnight, but it's a very thoughtful process that we've engaged here in terms of the engineering on this project. So there's the $40 million piece of the federal, state, and city funding that's been committed so far. And then there's the Town Branch Park, Cox Street parking lot today, the 10 acres, and that's going to be funded and is being funded today through private contributions.
Okay, and let's move on to the park that's being envisioned for anybody that is not quite sure of where we're talking about. If you go over the Jefferson Street Viaduct or you go over the Oliver Lewis Way and look down, you'll see a big parking lot down there. That's going to be transformed by this park. What will it look like?
Well, think of it this way, Tom. I often say that great cities have great parks. A 10-acre city park is a significant-sized park for a city our size, and it's in the middle of really what amounts to, for a city our size, a small downtown. We don't have a big, big downtown because the city never experienced the late 18th century and early 19th century, or late 19th, early 20th century, rather, industrial growth in the city core, the way, for example, Louisville or Indianapolis have. So our core downtown is surrounded by a lot of residential properties today. This will be a real feature. This park, this 10-acre Town Branch Park, will be a real feature for the city, for the convention center, and have a real gravitational pull to it. There's going to be opportunities for kids, lots of opportunities for children, with playgrounds and features and water features that will be in the park, because this is actually where, in this area, is where the Town Branch Creek actually emerges on the surface of the ground. So the park itself will be significantly featuring, prominently featuring, the Town Branch Creek itself.
How will the parking that's displaced by this be accommodated?
Much of it's going to be accommodated in the new parking structure of the convention center. and several hundred spaces will be accommodated. So it'll actually be very efficient for the convention center and for those parking in the convention center today.
And again, this park is privately funded.
That's right. That's right.
And I think that you have stepped up to that plate, and your family as well. The James Graham Brown Foundation have already collectively kicked in about $5 million in pledges.
I believe that that number is roughly that, I believe. Ann Bacus has done an outstanding job. She agreed at the outset. Ann is one of these, you know, I describe her as larger-than-life figures. And she, when she takes on a mission and a purpose, she does it with vigor. And that's what she's done here. And so she's gotten people to step up. We've never seen this level of funding for a city project before, for what amounts to a project that's going to be such a feature and such an added value to our city.
Building these kinds of structures is one thing, getting them built, but tell us about what it takes to build the consensus to realize them.
Oh, I'm glad you brought that up, Tom. You know, the way I describe it today is I've got a big smile on my face as I'm talking here and I'm saying dreams can come true. But often it's also nothing short of a miracle to pull it together, to generate the consensus and then the funding for these really magnificent transformative projects. The old courthouse is an example of that, a public-private partnership, 21C, taking a building that was almost falling in on us, two buildings that were almost falling in on us. And now they are bustling, will be, and are bustling with energy and vitality. The renovations to RUP and the convention center, exciting, but it took 7 years. And it's very gratifying to see, and very inspiring to see that, you know, we can do these projects the way other cities have done them. And a lot of folks, in Lexington travel to other places and they've seen it and they know that it can be done.
Mayor Jim Gray, thank you so much for your time.
Thank you, Tom.
Something similar happening in your town? Let us know about it. Send me a note at contact@esweku.com. That's contact@esweku.com. Coming up after the break, how the west end of downtown Lexington is about to change in a very big $241 million way. Conversations with Lexington Center President and CEO Bill Owen and Mary Quinn Raymer, President of Visit Lex. I'm Tom Martin, and you're listening to Eastern Standard on the WEKU Network of Stations.
Eastern Standard is made possible by One, the Alltech Ideas Conference, a global nexus of innovation for the future of food and the farm. Attendees are future thinkers who view technology as a transformative opportunity for their businesses and lives. They share a belief in the boundless power of just one idea to change everything. The 35th Annual Conference, 119, is May 19th through the 21st, 2019 in Lexington. Learn more at one.alltech.com.
Eastern Standard on WEKU is supported by Eastern Kentucky University, located in Richmond, Kentucky, offering many degree programs at the associate, bachelor's, master's, and doctoral levels. Both on and off campus programs are available, allowing students to learn wherever they are. More at programs.eku.edu.